lines are open now.
Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're living in a country that's the finest place on earth, but some folks don't appreciate this land that gave them birth. I hear that up in Washington they're having an awful fuss, 'cause communists and spies were making monkeys out of us. The bureaus and departments have been busy night and day. They're figuring out just how we gave our secrets all away. And Congress has appointed a committee, so they said, to find out who's American and who's a low-down red. They call them up to Washington to speak for Uncle Sam, but when they ask them what they are, they shut up like a clam. I wish they'd take and put me on the witness stand today. I'd yell so loud old Stalin could hear me all the way.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow.
I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone. Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
Hi there, welcome back. I'm no communist. 1952, here you go.
Ever was today. The more they hire to work for it, the more they have to pay. Our public servants should be proud and honest, you would think, instead of taking bribes and dressing up their wives in mink. The taxes keep on going up, of that there is no doubt, but still they just can't take it in as fast as they dish it out. Our national debt is a monster size and growing every day. Our children's children, still unborn, are gonna have to pay. Our dollar used to be the soundest money on this earth, but now $2 won't even buy a good old dollar's worth. Unless we stop inflation and take care of what we've got, the communists may win the fight and never fire a shot.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now.
There you go. 1952. Boy, that's a walk in the park compared to where we're at now. Jeez. And they're talking about a lot of the same things, right? Same problems, same issues. They just got a little bigger. Welcome back to the show. Go to MyPillow.com, put in the code Kate, and you'll help this show. You can get fantastic products. The products, honestly, were that good. And I have to say, and I hate saying this because it makes it sound like I didn't think they would be. But I just didn't think they would be this great. The sheets are so amazing. My husband and I, it's just like, they're amazing. Both of us have commented, oh my gosh, these are really great quality. I'm like, I know. They're my favorite sheets, favorite towels. He got a robe that was just amazing from MyPillow. I'm serious. I'm telling you, the products they pick, they picked after Mike Lindell used them for like six, not used your product, of course, but used the product for 6 months before he would say yes or no on the product. And at himself, he wanted to pick it. He did not want people picking them. And he said, you know, he was looking for high quality and really demanding of high quality. Go to MyPillow.com and they would laugh if they heard this endorsement. But they seriously, go to MyPillow.com and get some fantastic products for yourself and treat yourself. And then, of course, you'll be helping this show and Mike do what he does best. Go to frankspeech.com and sign up, too. It's open now, and I'm really happy about that. Actually, Trump also said he was putting forth now his new social media. So maybe it'll be like a Twitter. I don't know. We'll have to see on that one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate.
Yeah.
I had a comment on the defund the police department.
Sure.
Everybody's pushing.
Yeah.
If, in fact, the police do go away, do we have an extended Homeland Security? Do we have marshals, federal marshals starting to come in, or do we have another new federal police agency kind of like Gestapo?
Ah, all the above, all rolled into one. So basically what they would be doing is taking away the authority and going top down from the federal aspect. And so by defunding the police, they implement a federal police force that is all of those things.
Okay.
Sad.
If we had, would we still have the sheriff department where the elected official would oversee or override the federal?
I'm not sure.
Just take over.
I'm not sure on that one. Knowing them, okay, they would try to get rid of it because they know that's our last line of defense.
Okay, that was just a thought I had.
Yeah, it's a great thought. Yeah, it's a good thought as far as, you know, like really being inquisitive and say, hey, would they get rid of that? Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate the insight. Yeah, you're right. He's right. Would that be their next stop? I mean, they want to pack the court. There's all kinds of stuff they would love to do for agenda's sake. So you never know where they would end up. It's a bad idea to defund. Bad idea. Because the solution for them would be so much worse. I want to bring this up because I found this to be really eerie. This was Romania's slogan, communist slogan back in the day. If you don't know, I'll teach you. If you cannot, I'll help you. If you don't want to, I'll force you. Nice. Styria KPO Communist Party. Helping instead of talking. Just help. You know, my governor just said this. He told everybody that they were basically a selfish party. Everybody thought they were a selfish party. And that us Republicans and that we needed to help more and go donate our time more and stop being mean to him. Stop calling him out. Stop talking. Stop talking. Start helping. It's very communist. Peace and solidarity through neutrality. Seriously, these were on posters. Peace and solidarity through neutrality. Just be really moderate and neutral. Just all the way, you know. Steamroll that. Another one is credibility can be voted for. Ouch. Study. This was Slovenia. Only those who will know something can be useful to the fatherland. Now, they didn't say that study, and you get ahead. They said study, so you can be useful to the party. Wow. Another one from Romania. Do you want to destroy world peace? How often do we hear that? How often do we hear right now it's better to be a good citizen than it is to care about your own liberty? What's more important, your own liberty or to be a good citizen globally? Now, I know the answer to that. Do you? Austria. Here's their slogan. Our Socialist Party. Brotherhood and Unity. And Communist Party of the Netherlands. Rebuild, organize, and produce. See, you're a bottom feeder. You really need to produce. You'll love this one in light of what's going on right now. Poland. The imperialist enemy is seducing you with Coca-Cola. We're the ones seducing with Coke. Not so much anymore. People are not drinking Coke, which is good because now they're having to kind of reel back on what they're doing. I love that people are just ignoring Coke and not drinking them at all. Also, human well-being is the primary aim of the party. Don't you love that? Don't you hear that a lot right now? Together, we are building a second Poland. You'll love this one from Cyprus. Each egg, a bomb. Each hen, a flying fortress in the fight against the aggressors. There you go. Croatia. You're going to love this one, environmentalists. Forests are our national treasure. And there is no progress without brotherhood and unity. Czech. This is from the Czechs. We will command the rain and the wind. There is strength in unity. China, a harmonious society should feature democracy, the rule of law, equity, yeah, justice, sincerity, amity, and vitality. Also, this one got me too. This was Soviet Union, 1964. Glory to Soviet science. And then they had glory to space. Interesting, huh? Workers of the World Unite, of course. Everybody's heard of that one. Let's see. Oh, I love this one. This was Gorlenko, 1964. Let's conquer the Virgin Blue. This was part of an effort to changing farming tactics to better feed the Soviet people. The strategies included using experimental science to cultivate better soil, and as seen here, breeding more ducks to get cheap meat. Bill Gates, anyone? yeah. GMO, anyone? Oh, yeah. Let's see here. 1962, a man is a friend, comrade, and brother to a man. All power to the Soviets, peace to the people, land to the peasants. All power, really, to the elite, peace to the people. See, that'll bring peace if the elite have all the power, and land to the peasants. Here's another one, because we were told to help so much, right? The Communist Party put this out in the 60s. Have you signed up with the volunteers? See, you don't just choose to volunteer as a great attribute of one's character. You're told to volunteer. See the difference? And Hitler, one people, one empire, one ruler. See, my governor put out one Utah for my own state. Pretty sad. Communist goal, promote UN as the only hope for mankind. So, and using environmental causes since 1970 to advance their agenda, using the environment. Now, here's the kicker. A free people doesn't need a slogan. They don't need a slogan. Somebody that's trying to control a people would need a slogan. They need advertising and marketing to do that, right? To get them on board. To get them as of one thought and mind, right? But a free people, they don't need a slogan. Did you ever notice that we didn't have a slogan at the beginning of this country? There really wasn't a slogan. The founders signed off on the Constitution, and that was that. They didn't need a slogan at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, another one of the communist lies that they throw out there is look at China as an example.
The
Republic of China.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Poland did this, too, and they did it with, like the Ukraine would say, you know, look at this country. They were doing this a lot over in the little Russian countries, too.
Yeah. I mean, if it were the People's Republic, then the people would have a say and the people wouldn't be ruled by force like they are.
Sure.
But there you go again with the way they twist everything. They make it sound so good.
Yep.
And I always, when you have to lie to sell something to somebody, then you should know it's not good.
Hey, if you have a slogan at all, you're trying to control a people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we see this all over the place now over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
Basically, when their lips are moving, you want to run.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that, Sam. And William Zoster, the former national chairman of Communist Party USA, by the way, the same party that endorsed Biden. This was a quote from them. A communist world, right here in America, a communist world will be unified, organized world. The economic system will be one great organization based upon the principle of planning now dawning in the USSR. The American-Soviet government will be an important section in this world government. Ouch. When I come back, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. When I saw my own governor put out these slogans, the governor before him put out slogans, our country's under a big slogan, right? Doesn't matter what the slogan is. We should never have a slogan. You don't need a slogan if you're a free people. Not only do you not need it, that in of itself is the absolute control of an organization telling the people what to do, how to think, and what to be. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.